Somebody write me an article now and then. Somebody send me some subscriptions for the Baptist exam and help me do the work God's called me to do. I do verily know that we can never do that work without the help of many, many others. You know? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 through 15. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. It's going to come out whether you did or you didn't. It's going to all come out. Our service for the Lord, since He saved us, is going to be open and manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort, not how much, but what kind, what was the quality of his work. If any man's work abide, which he built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. I preach to you on the subject, shall there be any reward? And it was difficult to choose a text for this subject because it is a doctrine taught throughout the Word of God, despite the ridiculers and the despisers thereof. Mahan in Ash, Kentucky, is a great ridiculer of the doctrine of reward. He jokes about it, laughs about it, and says, "Do you want a diamond-studded yo-yo or just a what, Duncan? Is that something?" Not make fun of the Word of God and make light of the Word of God. Don Fortin visited Mahan lately, and of course, listening to Don preach, knowing that he runs every time Mahan clicks his finger, I know what he's after. I could be wrong. I am. Hope the Lord forgive me. But he said, "I read an article by a preacher who lives in this town, and I live in that town, and I publish a paper in that town that had an article in it, and he said, this preacher talked about you can do things here and get rewards in heaven," and he made light of that doctrine. That doesn't change it. People ought not make light of the Word of God and laugh at the Word of God and oppose the Word of God. And the man that doesn't believe in reward for faithful Christian service is ignorant of or in rebellion against or both the Word of God. Doctrine of rewards is a Bible doctrine. Now, there are some differences in professed Christians that we would not want to make a matter of salvation. We all know some Christians, and we know some other Christians, and there's a lot of difference in them. But we wouldn't want to say that one of them saved and one of them isn't. I'm very, very careful about saying to them, they say, "I'm trusting the virgin-born Son of God, my Savior." I'm very sure about saying they're not saved. But there's a lot of difference. We know that. We observe that. In children of God, that we believe are children of God. And I believe, brothers and friends, that the doctrine of reward is going to even that matter out. Here's a person that's all out, and they're faithful, and they give, and they work, and they labor. Here's somebody else. I hope they're saved. Now, I think they're probably saved, but they sure don't do much for the Lord. They don't stand behind the preacher and stand behind the church and stand up for God. And not going to be all the same across the river and stand on the other side. And it didn't matter whether you was faithful and lived for God and served God or just managed to get your name there and you really were saved and that's all that you ever did. Difference in reward. The doctrine of rewards is going to even that thing out. Or maybe weigh it way over on the other side. A possible misuse of the doctrine of eternal security in the encouragement of sin. I said misuse. For when the doctrine of security is properly taught and believed as taught by the Holy Spirit, it has a tremendous power to promote spirituality and godliness. But there is a misuse that some make in the encouraging sin. But there are other doctrines in the Bible that God has built a fence around this tendency that some might have. There's the doctrine that maybe you're not saved after all. So, once saved, always saved, and it doesn't matter too much about how I live, what I do, and whether I'm saved or not, maybe you're not saved. You better start. There's another doctrine in the Bible. Doctrine. The Bible does teach once saved, always saved. There's another doctrine in the Bible. So people think they're saved and they're not saved and they're going to go to hell. And then there's chastisement. So, well, I'm once saved, I'm always saved. How I live, what I do now, there's a doctrine of chastisement. If God might whip you hands to death, make you wish you had done better. And then there's the doctrine of reward. Well, I'm once saved, always saved. Doesn't matter how I live, what I do. Well, there's the doctrine of reward. It's going to matter an awful lot. Someday, there's some church members, and there's some members of Grace Baptist Church. And someday, there's some saved people going to wish they'd listen to their preacher. Got right with God, live like a saved person all the live, and work like a saved person all the live. There's the doctrine of reward that enter into these things. Well, now the doctrine of rewards for works and salvation by free grace are two different doctrines. Salvation is by any effective God, and works have nothing to do with being saved or staying saved. Rewards are for faithful works in the service of the Lord. Salvation is the same in all the saved. One man just saved another man. Nobody's any more saved than anybody else who's saved. But reward will vary greatly as the lives and works of God's saved people vary greatly. Shall there be any reward? Hard to serve God in this awful, dark, vile, wicked age in which we live. It's a hard, difficult thing to be what a man ought to be in the service of God. It's hard to live like a Christian ought to live, to be kind and patient. I received a letter last week. I praise you so much. It's from a brother that I know at one time was rather critical of me and some actions, and maybe had a right to be. I won't argue that. I've been critical of myself a few times. And he wrote me and said, "Brother Wilson, I marvel at the grace of God manifested in your patience with those who oppose him." A lot of people, I've never been too much accused of patience. I treasure that letter. It's hard to be patient and take it and let people talk about you and lie on you and run you down and try to destroy you and get on your knees and pray for them and ask God to bless them as much as he sees fit. I always got me an out, and I don't know if God wants to bless me or not at all as much as you see fit. And I make myself feel good. I'm praying for them, and I don't know whether you're just say, "God, you bless him," because I don't know if he wants to or not. I leave that with him. But it's hard to take a lot of abuse and criticism. It's hard to listen to old Bill Mays and read Bill Mays and not want to fire off. I got a paper from Bill Mays. He said I was a reprobate. And somebody wrote and said, "You shouldn't call him that reprobate." So he wrote back another article and he said, "Well, maybe Wilson's not a reprobate. Maybe he'll get saved someday." And Katie said, "Can I write him a letter?" She said, "I'd like to smack his face." It's hard to live like y'all do and have kindness and patience and love and do things certain on. It's hard to be clean in a wicked, vile, dirty world. Hard to be pure in the midst of impurity. Hard to be holy in the midst of unholiness. Hard to serve God like a Christian ought to serve God. Like you ought to take time and pray and spend hours in prayer and hours in reading the Word of God, hours in drawing close to the Lord and then being there and serving God and living God's heart. Well, is it worthwhile? Will there be any reward for people to do this? Hard to serve God in the church like we all do. Brother Meade said there's some people that say one church is good and another, but say, I know they don't believe that because they drive right past my church every Sunday to go somewhere else. Now all these people jump on us and we don't say one church good enough. We say you ought to drive by our own church and come to our church. We don't believe that. And they say, oh, one church good enough, and they drive by our church and go somewhere else. They're just hypocrites. We admit we don't believe it. That's what that is about. But it's hard to drive by all these churches and get out of these Arminian free will false mandate institutions. Of Jesus Christ. Most of them are small. Most of them don't have a big program that's entertaining as the other churches do. Remember a fellow left the church and went to church and said, they don't have enough in that church for my little children. Don't have enough program for the young people. It's hard to be faithful in a little bit. Jesus looks down upon the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how many miles did this night have driven to get to this church, and how many churches have you driven by to get to this church? It costs time, it takes money, and it takes effort. And somebody would say, how many church members you have? And what have? How many people you had saved last week, and all that is hard? It's worthwhile to be the idiots that we are in the eyes of the world and do what we do, these people down in Cortland. Oh, what a bunch of idiots they are. There isn't any rewards. All these years they've been meeting down there in Frank Parish's house, a little bit of handful, and all the churches around there they could get in and be a part of. Shall there be any reward? We better find out about this. If there's not going to be any reward, if we're going to cross the river, the Lord says, boy, you really played the fool. You could have had everything you're going to have here, and you could have had your cake down there. Now, is it going to be like that? Is the Lord, is it going to be like that? Is the Lord going to say, you might as well have got in that big church that was right next door and got in that program and had it easy and been respected and people looked up to you and had it like that? Because it's going to be the same thing over here. Everybody in heaven is going to be the same. That's what these people count. And I think of our forefathers who died for baptism by immersion and died for the truth of the Word of God. And God's going to say, well, boy, that was foolish. You're not going to get any more than the rest of them get. Brother friend, shall there be any rewards? There's persecution and hatred and ridicule down here. Shall there be any reward? Well, not a whole lot of them down here. I got religious papers. I get all kinds of religious papers at my desk. And I got one of them. They said, preachers are not making as much as other professional people make. Said, preachers only average $21,000 a year. And I thought, wow. Where are them preachers at? $21,000. I don't know. How many other preachers make $21,000 a year? Well, somebody's making it. We're working for many of our men, working for a living, and our men living poor and very little and hard to live. And they could just get out here and pastor these churches and make $21,000 a year. And not much reward down here for pastoring our kind of church and being a member of our kind of church and preaching the things that we preach and stand for. You know, every day is not payday. Every day is not payday. But in the post office, Peter Snyder, I had to work 9 days a week for nothing. I went to work 9 days and we didn't get a penny. One day every 2 weeks, payday. Every day wasn't payday. No, beloved friends, every day is not payday yet. Now I'm preaching about shall it be rewards, and I'm telling you, they're not much here. And people are not going to look up to you here, and they're not going to pay you a whole lot here, and they're not going to brag about you here. You're not going to stand with Graham and Falwell and Swagger. And I don't even like his music. I don't know who that was said they liked his music. I don't even like that. But we're not going to stand with that crowd down here. So if it's not going to be a payday Sunday, if it's not going to be some rewards, we sure missed the boat. We sure are a bunch of idiots down here. A Sovereign Grace Landmark Missionary Baptist people. About the most pitiful people I know. If there be no resurrection and no reward on the other side of that resurrection of the children of God, shall there be any reward? Well, the Bible says it will be. Psalm 19:11 says this, in keeping of this in dread reward. Standing for the truth and living like you ought to live and letting the world hate you and despise you and think you're a coot. The Bible says in keeping of this has great reward. The Bible says they that shall be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they turn mightiness as the stars. Bible says go thy way, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of thy day. Bible tells us a parable about the talents that are given out, and men go and do something with those talents, and that it matters what you do with those talents, because there's a reckoning day coming when the Lord is going to call his servants to account, and he's going to reward them for their proper use of their talents. That's repeated in the reward of the pound. Bible says if you give a disciple a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, you'll not lose your reward. Bible says if any man's work shall stand the test, they'll receive a reward. We must all stand before the seat of Christ that we may receive the things done in the body, whether they be good or bad. Bible says, behold, I come quickly and my reward is with me. The promises of God prove they're going to be rewarded. There's not going to be a reward there. There's not going to be payday for the children of God in the Bible. Oh, certainly we might as well throw it away and go home and forget about the whole thing. Close up shop, close down the building, go on to hell, forget the word of God. I'll never understand these preachers that belittle reward. J.D. Butler used to visit with us, and you'll never visit J.D. Butler for why you make fun of reward. I told him one day, I said, Brother Butler, I know why you don't believe rewards. If I was living like you do, I wouldn't believe rewards either. I didn't mean he's living a bad, immoral life. But that time, he'd given up preaching the Word of God to make money. He made a living. But I don't blame him. I wouldn't have believed in rewards either. If I'd give up preaching the Word of God to make $50,000 a year in the insurance business. People make fun of this, but brothers, friends, the honor of God is at stake, and the Word of God is at stake, and the character of God is at stake. Shall there be any reward? The character of God demands. You know, I don't like to work for people, don't pay. You're going to work for man and labor and sweat. Why don't work for Katie? I told Katie I wouldn't work for her. She's the hardest worker for I ever seen. I dusted for her one time over Brent Street. I said, we've been married 15 years, and I dusted one time 15 years, and now I might dust again. Pay wasn't good enough. I want to work somebody, and I'm going to pay all the pay. And I want to know if God Almighty is going to call on you to take a stand and suffer and be hated and persecuted and put out your money and put out your time and have your heart broken and bear a heavy burden, and then you're not going to pay anything for it. The Bible says that God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of life. Payday's coming. for the children of God. There'll be reward. Now, how to earn reward? Well, first of all, be sure you're saved. The rewards are for saved people. The rewards are for people who've been born again and living to God's glory. The way to earn rewards is to be sure that you are doing what you're doing for the glory of God. Oh, I'm not going to get it. If you want to glory, we're certainly a bunch of idiots. We're not getting much glory. The other crowd's getting a lot of glory, but we're not getting much glory. But we're not doing it for our glory. We're doing it for the glory of God. And you be sure of that if you want a reward for what you do. And then we be sure that you do it according to the Word of God. Do those works that are outlined and dictated and described and detailed in the Word of God. No, one thing the boss owes the employee is to tell him what to do. Just tell me what you want me to do. And then when the boss tells the employee what to do, then it's your job to do that. You're supposed to be given out for doing what the boss tells you to do. Not for doing what you want to do. Forgetting the Word of God, ignoring the Word of God, going contrary to the Word of God. That's not what payday is for. It's for the Word of God. And then be sure that we do it out of love for the Lord. Because I love Jesus. But wait 1 minute. I've had a lot of people tell me, oh, we should never serve for reward. We should just do it because we love Jesus. And that's not true. That's not true. The Bible says in 26, Moses had respect to the recompense and reward. You should do it because you love Jesus, yes, but also with that reward in mind. The reward is a proper Bible motive for good work. And love Jesus, likewise, and it's doing something because you love Jesus, that plays a part in the reward that you see. And then for the highest, and the best, and the most, be sure that you're in a true church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not in trouble. A lot of the men disagree. Now, I believe there are going to be rewards outside the church. Amen. I don't know that. Most of, maybe most of them. A lot of the brethren say, no, you've got to be in the church to get any reward. I don't believe that. I believe that the highest and the best and the most, and some of the rewards are restricted to being in the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, you might as well get the most you can out of it. And the way you do that is get in a true church and serve the Lord in a true church. I believe that. And I yield to no man in my love for Baptist church and my defending and my preaching the truth of a Baptist church. I yield to no man in that. But I think we need to be very careful to give everything we can in harmony with the Word of God to a believer as a believer. Because there are some things that are restricted to being in a church. So now, beloved friends, when I read in Matthew 10:41-42, that you give a disciple a cup of cold water and name beside you receive reward. That doesn't say anything about the church. I believe that any child of God who does some of these things because they love the Lord for the glory of God, and according to the Word of God, I believe they receive reward for it, even though they ought to be in a church. And the best and the highest and the most are in the church. But I certainly believe that there are others available for children outside to church with Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 4:5 says. Now you men don't agree with me on that silly thing. 1 Corinthians 4:5 says, then shall every man, and talking about every saved man, have praise of God. We're talking about reward. I believe that every child of God will have some reward. Every man who's saved will have praise of God. And now I'm going to get you here. Paul, and thank you, Ellen. Paul prayed before the church now. And people are going to be rewarded for their prayer life. God heard his prayer and recognized his prayer before he became a church man. Now I'm going to get you again. Cornelius, before he was baptized, before he became a church member, the Lord told him, thy alms and thy prayer are had in remembrance before God. And what's he going to do with that? His giving of alms and his prayers were had in remembrance as a memorial before God, before he was baptized and became a member of the Lord's church. So I believe there are some rewards outside of the Lord's church. Say, well, what are they for? Well, we'll go out, let me go. You'll be rewarded for. There'll be a reward for those that just talk about this. You know that. Just stand around and say, I just talk about the Lord. Because the Bible says, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And he said, Brother, you can by talking about me and thinking about my name, I want to write that down. Give me a reward when it's all up. Give a reward. And there are people that ought to be in a church. Everybody that's saved ought to be in a church. I yield to no man in that. But there are people who are not in Baptist churches that are saved and they talk about the Lord. And some of them talk about the Lord more than some of you do. And the Lord said he heard that and he hugged and said, bring me the foot now right this time. And when I there be mine, when I make it up my soul. And then there's the matter of living right. Now everybody saved ought to be in a Baptist church. I said that on the radio, man. I heard your member fellow sent me a telegram. He said, you say that? I said, and he said, well, you can't say that on matter of radio station. I said, well, don't you think? He said, I'm Presbyterian. I said, don't you think everybody saved ought to be Presbyterian? He said, oh, I'm sure you don't think much of your church out of my everybody saved ought to be a Baptist. Some people who are not Baptists, you're living clean, decent, pure lives. Separation from the world with God. And some of them just doesn't about to say. And I believe there's some reward for that. I believe that these people ought to be in a Baptist church and they won't get that. And they get more if they get in a Baptist church. But I believe a man that's saved and trying to live clean and pure and dedicated and holy in this godless world. I believe there's a reward for that. And of course, in a Baptist church, certainly. There's going to be rewards for that. Now understand, anything I put outside of church, that same thing being in the church adds to it. That adds to your dividend. Right. See, if you do it outside of church, I say, in my brethren, I've got to go home with two of them tonight. Okay. I'm going to eat chili beans, go dead. They might have y'all want to. But anyway, I believe it's outside, but I believe you get it. You do it inside the church, it just fills up it. It's greater and better and more. And then there's a matter of praise. Now, some of you don't be a Baptist, but there's people that are not Baptists that pray. Some of them pray more than some of you do. Some of them pray. I tell you, you read some of these great men of God and the days gone by, and I tell you now, I think every one of them ought to be a Baptist, but I read some things about David Brainerd and Robert Murray and Shane and Matthew Henry, and they bless my soul. I believe they'll be rewarded some of that. When you pray, be rewarded for it. And then there's a matter now that might have been in a church. Now that's the reward too. Now that's what everybody ought to be. And there's going to be reward for being in the church and serving the Lord faithfully in the church. And people not in the church not going to get that. And Methodists that are faithful to the Methodist church and Presbyterians that are faithful to the Presbyterian church and Holy Rosary that are faithful to the Holy Church, they're not going to get that. But they're going to give what they earn, but not for church membership, and I've got to say it, not for tithes and offerings, but for living right, witnessing faithfulness to the Lord. There'll be rewards for all. Faithfully serve God, live for God, payday's coming. Payday's coming. Boy, you ever had this feeling, man, I'm suffering. I'll be glad when payday comes. I'm just plumb broke. I used to have big trend. I got a trend oceanic radio, and I was in the Navy, and I had to pawn it every 2 weeks to get me some money to pay that. I'm broke. I want you to pay that. But brother, I'll tell you, sometimes I get broke down here, and I feel like, man, I about had it. And I'm about ready to give up, and I'm about ready to go on. And I'll sure be glad when payday comes. It's going to come, and there shall be reward. Faithful children of God, living for the Lord and serving the Lord.